It is the Friday show. I've got Andy Heaton, I've got Mo Stewart, I've got Ian Ryan. Anita and James are on the way to talk about Chelsea and Bournemouth, respectively. We will start off, though, with the Saturday 3 p.m. because there is no Saturday half 12. Do not get yourself out of bed specifically for the Saturday half 12. It doesn't exist. If in a Premier League sense, I suspect there'll be something on from the EFL, and it might be a perfectly good game. Although Norwich and QPR, I think it was absolutely nil-nil, the life out of each other yesterday. Ooh. In deep and profound ways. Much of the nation left soporific, who had to put up with it and go for it. We'll start with Nottingham Forest versus Brentford, Mo. And it's a 6 pointer ahoy. It's the obvious thing to say, a statement to the obvious, that Forest need to win the home games. They got the 3 points against Liverpool. They then have a decent enough first half against Arsenal and then get absolutely tonked second. But I think there's a funny Forest thing where they've got to not just only do it when they do face Liverpool, and no one would have expected that they do it when they face Liverpool. The point is, I'm not just talking about Forest, I'm talking about the City ground as a whole.
Yes.
Brentford is as big a game in loads of ways as Liverpool, and I'm not 100% if the Nottingham Forest supporters are on board with that yet, in a weird way.
I think it would suit them a lot better if this game was in February or March, for that exact reason. But you're right, it is a 6-pointer, even though, does feel a bit early, doesn't it?
Yep.
But still, you're right. I don't think either team can treat it any other way. And for Forest, it's exacerbated by the fact that the so-called easier home games they've had already, they've shit the bed. They lost to Bournemouth then, and they lost to Fulham. And it's funny, I've done a show earlier today where I was talking about how Liverpool have become the opposite of flat track bullies, where we're up for the big games and not up for everyone else. And it seems that Forest got the same problem, which is bizarre. But maybe they have to find a way to kind of maybe not necessarily try to big this game up, but just try to say, look, we just need to play our football. We need to find our method, because that's really what they need. That's really what they need to do. The interesting thing about that, though, is going to be how their opponents see this game, because it is a 6-pointer for them as well. In terms of their away form, they do tend to travel quite well, so they're not going to be as desperate, but I do think that they need to start squirreling points for the winter.